The sky is a very deep blue this evening, a beautiful warm color. I can't describe the tone of the blue. It's neither dark nor light. There is a creation from heaven surely in this color, because I have never seen it painted on earth or even drawn by any artist. It's the most beautiful blue I have ever seen. It's a slightly bit darker than the mantle that Our Lady wears in her appearances here. Now, directly above Our Lady statue, high into the sky is opening up. It's just like daylight has come through the darkness. It's beautiful. Directly in the center of the opening, I can see Our Lady coming forward. She looks very beautiful. Our Lady has on a long white gown. Oh, and there is a blue sash about her waist. Our Lady has her hands joined in prayer like this. Oh, and about her fingers, Our Lady has her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys, but the Hail Mary beads are really translucent and colorful as Our Lady is looking about with her hands like this. Now, on top of Our Lady's head, Our Lady has this mantle. It's a pure white as sugar, and all about the mantle, along the edge, there is a gold trim, maybe about an inch and a half wide. Now, over Our Lady's head, she has the most beautiful crown of roses. Oh, just beautiful. I know they are fresh roses. They are so beautiful. I can smell the essence of the flower. It's beautiful. Our Lady is smiling. It's a very sad smile. She looks so young this evening. Now Our Lady is taking the crucifix, the beautiful golden crucifix of her rosary, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, we have asked for many victim souls. Children of God, who will offer themselves to the Eternal Father in sacrifice for the repatriation of souls. Your world, the earth, is now covered in deep spiritual darkness. It is a sad fact, my children, that man has not profited by his past, nor learned through a sad experience. Therefore, I have come to warn you over and over that unless you turn from your ways that offend your God and return the state of earth into even a small resemblance of its glory under God, you will receive a most terrible chastisement, and many shall die in the ball of redemption. My children, it is a sad fact also that human nature must often be brought to a chastisement to awaken mankind from his slumber. The Eternal Father watches with great anguish AIDS in becoming more debased and immoral. The Eternal Father has set a date for the chastisement of mankind. Fair warning has been given from heaven to all cardinals and bishops that the Eternal Father has looked upon them and find that they have misled the sheep and are giving in their blindness the world's people, mankind, over to Satan and his agents. The man from hell, the man of perdition, walks your earth now, claiming many souls. The need for a just chastisement is pressed upon heaven by many of the clergy in my son's house, his church. I say again unto you that the red hat has fallen and the purple hat is being misled. Your country and many countries throughout the world have given themselves over to immorality and unnatural vices of homosexuality and the perversion within childhood. Woe unto the man or woman who has taken part in the scandalizing of the young. Better that that being had died in his mother's womb than to scandalize one of the young. Parents, teachers, have you all become insane selling the bodies of your children? Red hats, bishops, you go about earth oppressing the children of God, but you neither chastise nor condemn the evil ones in your house, the church. Your world, my children, is crying peace and security. Recognize the signs of your times, for the end is near at hand, as the world cries peace and security. My children, this is now the time for action with prayer. In normal, semi-normal times, when even the clergy could be labeled as pious and holy, Satan set about to attack my son's church upon earth. But as time went on, even the clergy gave themselves to the world, seeking not the graces from heaven, neither calling upon the Holy Spirit to guide them, but giving themselves over to worldly pursuits, leading to humanism and modernism in my son's house. A greater measure of responsibility will be given to the souls, the creatures. I find my children, no name that could describe the state of a fallen soul. And what greater sorrow is there in heaven but the sorrow of finding the teachers who have given themselves over to the world with itching ears? They are willing to experiment, looking for new doctrines, flying high in their knowledge to heaven, and many labeling themselves as gods. Pagans they have become in their hearts, though they have an exterior of piety. Their lips come forth the sound of knowledgeable words, but I say unto you, your words do not cover the blackness of your hearts before the Father. Many are selling their souls to get to the head. Satan is in my son's house now. No evil is ever triumphant. However, the Eternal Father permits this trial to mankind and the church for the separation of a sheep from the goats. In this trial, all that is rotten shall fall. The children of light shall go forward with great perseverance, knowing that they will carry a heavy cross. For no man shall enter the kingdom of heaven unless he picks up his cross and follows my son. The road shall not be an easy one, my children. It will be filled with thorns amid the roses. However, as you progress in sanctity, you will find, my children, that you will relish this opportunity through suffering to gain graces that may be applied to the salvation of another soul. Where many graces are given to a human being, much is expected of him. The Eternal Father is in full control
of what is happening upon earth. As man has been given a free will, in this manner shall he be tried and tested. You will all continue to pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Do not listen to the scoffers who will abound about you. My children, you must retire from the world that has been given now to Satan. Satan has set himself to claim his own, and many are falling fast into hell. The sins of the flesh condemn many to hell. Veronica, my child, you will write to the Reverend Father and give him the knowledge of the truth of the message from Jacinta. No man can understand the full ways of the Eternal Father, who is long-suffering. All that has been given through the years shall come to pass, my children. But I ask you, in all charity, not to wish for any destruction to come upon mankind, for you may be guilty in your hearts of pride, knowing that you have received the word and have prepared. But my children, there are many souls now to reach, and you must not slacken in your work. The mission will go forward. You will be given many hands, my child, in your mission. You understand, my child, the Eternal Father deemed it necessary that you do penance. You do well, my child, to offer your sufferings for another. As there are saints through the ages, my children, there will be many saints coming forward out of these latter times. The children of light must go forward as beacons for others. They must retain the knowledge of the faith. The Eternal Father has permitted a delusion to be set upon the world so that those who have given themselves over to evil and sin must then accept the fruits of their wrongdoing. No man in the light shall receive a heavier burden than he can carry, my child. You will all remain in your parish churches. Though you may not understand all of my directions and counsel. You must accept this counsel, for the Eternal Father sees into the future and makes his plan in accordance. Our Lady now is taking her rosary out with a beautiful crucifix like this and extending it in front of her and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is turning. And directly behind Our Lady, I can see Michael coming down. He's covering the whole sky. Oh, he looks absolutely beautiful. Oh, the light is so bright, I can barely look into it. Our Lady now is moving over to our left side. Oh, she looks so beautiful. And she's now extending her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Now, the sky is opening up. It's like the clouds are just blowing away, and I see many, many angels coming forward. They're all different sizes. I don't know if they have age, but some of them look like children. They have these beautiful garlands of roses upon their heads, and they're all in very long gowns, but the gowns are beautiful. They have all the different colors of the rainbow, and many colorings I never saw before on earth. Just beautiful. They've gathered around Our Lady, and they're following Our Lady as she comes across the sky. Now she's looking down. Our Lady is directly over on our right side past the flag. Our Lady is bending over now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Over by Our Lady now, over on the left side. Oh, it's so big, I'm sure everyone can see it. There is a large white ball with a cross upon it. A very large ball. It does look like the world, just the size of the world. And I see no outline on it, but there's a cross, a big white cross sitting upon it. Oh, now the cross is disappearing. And in this place on top of the globe, there's an eagle with its wings outspread, a bald eagle. That must be the United States. That is right, my child. Our Lady said that's right. Now Our Lady is coming over across the sky, and she's standing directly over her statue, and she's touching her lips now with her first finger to listen. My child, you will continue now with your prayers of atonement. In relation to your message now, I wish that you obtain 3 photographs, and you will take them home with you and study them, my child. Much cannot be given for the public. Our Lady says that the United States has given itself over to Satan, and many cities are far more corrupt than even in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. And in this knowledge, one may well perceive the just punishment that shall be given by the Eternal Father for a generation without repentance. It's becoming very pink all about the border of the trees. And directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky,
There are beams of light being shot across the sky. They seem to be going in every direction. But now, these beams are now coming together, and they form the Pax Christi sign. You know, the cross with the peace cut through it. Oh, it's beautiful. It really is awesome to see this in the sky. And now the figure is fading away, and the sky seems to be just parting, opening up. It was very heavily dark, the sky, but now there's a tremendous light seeming to fold back the sky. I can't put it in human language. Just beautiful. Now Jesus is coming forward through the light. It's quite windy because his gown is blowing. Jesus has nothing upon his feet. His feet are bare. And his gown is not a white, but it's like a egg-colored cream with a sort of tints of beige in his gown. It's not a white. Now, about Jesus' waist, there is a tie. I wouldn't call it a sash because it's quite narrow. It looks like it may be a piece of skin, like leather-like skin, that he has as a belt about his waist. And Jesus' cape is very loose over his shoulders. It's caught at the below his neck with a golden clasp. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He seems to be looking for someone. I have never seen him penetrating the crowd so heavily. It's like his eyes are piercing the crowd. Now Jesus is placing his hand upon his heart. And now he is taking his first finger and placing it to his mouth, which means to listen. My child, in order not to expend your energy, you will repeat the most urgent exhortation to the world. This is a message given in many places throughout the earth in the past years, but it is conclusive and will encompass the full message from heaven. Repeat, my child, exhortation. Dear Holy Father, worried and wan, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You need reinforcements from heavenly shores, so deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. Hearts must ascend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your Mother of Love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls that don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life. Smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity. All indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story. My child, I will not at this time
and lodge upon my mother's words. The message is quite clear and extensive. I have heard voices repeating that the message grows long and tiresome to read. But I assure you, my children, better that you scan the pages of the message and receive the light than to occupy yourselves fruitlessly with pursuits of the world. You must understand now, upon earth now there is a division. The children of Satan and the children of God. As this battle advances on, my children, there will be a true separation. For the homes will be divided. Father against son, mother against daughter, children shall rise up and put their parents to death. Slowly but surely, man is erasing the true values and traditions. In this manner, Satan has dulled their reasoning, and sin has become a way of life, leading to murders in abundance, fornication, robberies, immorality, sodomy, and all manner of perversions, reaching even into the heart of the young and the children. The evil has accelerated. The eternal Father grows weary as you continue upon your road to destruction. You have now then abandoned to a reprobate sense. The Eternal Father has a plan for all, but all cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. For many shall reject the message from heaven, and to their sorrow will find themselves unable to return to the narrow road that leads to the kingdom. There are many false teachers and false prophets loosed upon the earth now. You will read and read again the words written by John, the revelations to mankind. You must recognize the supernatural now loosed upon your world. The scientist will reject the supernatural. The scientist will reject faith. And in this manner shall mankind be led fast onto the road to perdition. Scientists are ever seeking, but never coming to the truth. The Eternal Father has given mankind the despicable actions of my clergy. I unite as your God, man and woman, into the holy state of matrimony. And what I have bound together, no man must place asunder. And what do I see but broken homes? Marriages dissolved through annulments? It has scandalized your nation, and it is scandalizing the world. Woe to the teachers and leaders who scandalize the sheep. Your nation has given itself over to murders. You despoil the creation of the Eternal Father with your murders of the unborn. You call yourselves as a nation enlightened. You have committed the most foul of deeds. Murder. You have in your midst a group united to promote peace and security. You cry peace and security. And there is no peace or security, for there shall not be peace or security unless you follow the rules given by your God. Man shall not replace them by a man-made set of rules based on humanism and modernism. The way to heaven is a simple way. And in your sophistication, you reject it. You all go about with your heads in the clouds, saying that all are saved, and what are you saved for but the abyss who has saved you? Your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. And what have you done? But you have destroyed the temple. I say unto you,
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Come out of the darkness. Restore my church to its former glory. Cleanse your souls by penance. For if you do not choose penance of your own, I will set upon you a far greater penance. My children, I do not come to set fear into your hearts. Shall I join the ranks of the deceivers and give you words of comfort in days of desperate times? Shall I not, as a loving father, admonish you and chastise you? My children of the world, listen and learn by the message from heaven. The time is growing very short. You will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. The power of prayer is great. Bring the knowledge of the truth of faith and tradition to your brothers and sisters. Plant the seed. Nourish it with truth and it will grow. will continue to counsel you in the days ahead. You must persevere. And when you feel yourself weaken, you must repeat over and over again, "My Jesus, my confidence." You must live now in the Spirit. Take yourself away from the wiles of the world of Satan. Seek pursuits of the Spirit. You will not be an outcast. My own will know me, and they will gather. You cannot serve God and the world. For you will soon grow and learn to hate one and love the other. And woe to the man who loves his worldly possessions so that he rejects his faith and sells his soul to get to the head. There will be gnashing of teeth and much woe set upon the earth by 666, Satan and his consorts. Protect your families, your children. Eat of the bread of life. Do not allow my church to close. I repeat, a church in darkness wears a band of death about it. But you can save my church by your prayers and your efforts. My children, though these days can be called desperate, you are living in the times wished to be lived in by many saints. For they knew the challenge it was to their faith. And they knew the value of living in these times for the redemption of souls for all heaven. It is truly a battle of the spirits, my children. Wear your sacramentals, your armor. Do not despair, for despair is created by Satan. Be of stout heart, for the victory is with heaven. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to his right and he's going across the sky. He's just floating. He doesn't walk. He just floats across the sky. It's just beautiful. Now Our Lady is coming down. I didn't see her standing up there. Our Lady is coming down through the sky. She looks absolutely beautiful, but very young, and kind of petite tonight. She looks very, very young. And she's going over and standing by Jesus' right side. Oh, it's just beautiful. Jesus is looking at her very lovingly. Oh, and Michael is coming down now. He's just encompassing the whole sky. He's so huge. Oh, and the light that's coming out of him, it's very hard to look into it. But with the grace of God, I'm sure I would be blinded. Our Lady still has the garland of roses upon her head, a crown. Looks absolutely beautiful. Now Jesus is bending over. He's extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is saying something to Our Lady. I can't hear. And Our Lady is turning now. She's going across the sky and Jesus is following her. They're directly over the statue now. Now they're heading towards the right. Ah, they're just beyond the flag. Now Jesus is bending down and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Now, Michael is standing directly over Our Lady's statue. I can't see his face. I could never describe his face. It's so lit up. There's no way I can describe it, but he's immense. I can't even figure out what kind of hair he has. It looks sort of metallic, a golden metallic color. Tremendous, though, he is. Now, Jesus is turning towards the right, and he's going higher in the sky. He's just floating. Our Lady and Jesus don't walk. They just seem like they're weightless. They're carried up on the wind. It's beautiful to watch. Now, Jesus is touching his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, you will continue now with your prayers of atonement. A mother's set of photographs will be most revealing to you, my child.